5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Tell you what, we're celebrating time. We are right now, Jim.
Put moron number two on the phone.
I'm leaving you to flounder as you have been now for a very long time.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Yeah.
Ah, in this time of need, we are providing people with exactly what they need, and that is entertainment with a capital E. Rosie from The Breakfast Show is going to be joining us very shortly, She's going to be talking Tiger King.
Oh, no, Jim.
A show that's taken the world by storm.
It's not right.
No, I haven't seen any of it, but I've read about it, and it sounds like it's not right. We also speak to the captain of the Adelaide Crows, Rory Sloan. Rosa, our
good,
man.
Good man, Rosa.
And very good man. And also, Mick Malloy joins us. I think he's down the coast a little bit. We're going to find out what he's been up to. Of course, Kennedy Malloy flying as well. Hello to you, Fat.
G'day, Jimmy boy. G'day, and welcome to April Fool's Day. Can you believe that? 1st of April.
No.
Thank God, yes. March is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Hasn't been a great March, to be honest, Jim.
No, we can get rid of that.
Exactly.
We can say goodbye to that.
I'll tell you what, no April Fool's Day jokes out
anything
there.
For rabbits? Or?
And I'm just about to go to him, but there's no jokes out there. I think we're all just joked out at the minute. We've had enough. G'day, Raps.
Oh. I'm just looking at Bill on the screen here. He's over in Perth, and he's just filling his face. You should see him.
Come on, Willis.
Willis,
hello,
we're on
Jimmy,
here.
How are you?
Oh, we're on here, mate.
Oh, no.
Oh, Jim.
You know, where's he at?
You know what it's like. You'd be the same at home there, and you get a nice little salad roll or a chocolate bar, and you just chomp onto it. Now.
Oh, no, of course, Bill. Now, before you get to your wrap.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to we're trying to find positives in this time.
Yes.
Right? I've socially distanced myself 3 hours away from you down the coast, and it's been a very successful move. I'll tell you what I did last night, Fat.
What did
beautiful
you do?
Beautiful night, yeah. As you know. It was a beautiful day, a beautiful night. Mm. I sat out the front on the deck with Australia's luckiest woman and looked up at the sky. When you get 3 hours away from Melbourne, the stars are unbelievable.
Why? Well, how do they change?
Well, because you can see the bloody things for a start.
Well, you can see them here.
No, you're not like this, Bill. Oh. It was just unbelievable. Mm. Just a simple thing like that, it was nuts.
What else did you get up to?
I went to bed after that.
And?
That was the end of my night.
I tell you what I did last night, Jim. I started
a jigsaw. I know, I saw that.
Well, the lovely Jill gave me a 1,000-piecer. So I got it.
We've got one too.
Oh, I got it out of the box. And let me tell you.
And?
Well, I needed to know how to start it because I've never really done a jigsaw before. So you've got to do the borders and the corners first.
Bill, you've got to get the bits joined together. That's
I know how to do it,
Bob.
But how do you actually sort it out? What do? You put it in colours. You put them all in the same colours and you do the corners and the sides first.
Oh, that'd be right, Bill. That's that'd be a good way to start, I reckon. How have you gone, anyway?
I haven't really. So I had 3 stubbies. And then sat there and said, this isn't too hard.
Oh, no.
Anyway.
Well, George started one at our joint, and it's of, what the bloody hell is it, House of Parliament, Big Ben in London.
Oh, yeah.
So, but, Bill, half of the bloody thing's white sky.
Oh, no, that's hard.
So the building bit won't be too bad, but then there's literally about 1.5 feet of white sky in our 1,000-piecer. How the hell are you going
to
do that?
I don't know, Jim. I don't know how to start mine. So anyway, time for this.
Well, Fat, let's get it going.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Sports?
Sports and COVID-19 update. I like this, Jim.
Right.
The Belarus president, Alexander Lukashenko, refuses to cancel anything over there. He says vodka and saunas will ward off the virus. So the country, Jim, has shrugged off concerns about COVID-19 outbreak. They went ahead on Sunday with the nation's football matches continuing as normal. And at the footy game, this is what he told a reporter. It's better to die standing on your feet than to live on your knees. So far, there's 94 coronavirus cases reported in Belarus, and there's a population of 9.5 million. And what he has said, the president has suggested that Belarusians should drink 50 mils of vodka a day to ward off the virus. How's that?
Sheepers.
I'm going to keep an eye.
Savage.
A lot of vodka.
That is a lot of vodka, Fat.
That'll kill anything.
Yeah. He's been listening to Midnight Oil, the Belarus Prime Minister.
Alexander. So we'll keep an eye on Belarus and just see how
How they bounce. But it's in Norway as well that have just said, bugger it, we're taking it on. We're not going to do everything, you know, the same way everyone else has. So we'll see how the countries that are doing it, Bill, whether they advance quicker. It'll be an interesting watch.
All right. That's good. We'll get Jill onto that. Also, our good friends at McDonald's in Australia will offer customers the ability to pick up bread and milk at the drive-thrus now, Jim. Of course, you can get the menu, the normal menu, but now you can get some bread and milk as you go through.
Righto. Good.
You happy with that?
Yes.
All right, then.
Good sponsor, the Triple M Footy, Maccas.
Well, that's great sponsors, of course.
English muffins you can get and bread rolls. Full cream or skim milk?
No fat.
Hey, now, what about this one, Jim, which is a concern for a lot of boyfriend girlfriends out there, Jim, that don't live together because you now can't even visit your boyfriend girlfriend. Partners who live apart are banned from seeing each other.
I know.
Tell you what, there'll be some sexy messages.
And they're starting they're starting to enforce it too, Bill.
What? What do you mean?
No, Rabs, don't look at him. Right, that's the easiest way to get past
him. There would be
him.
Some interesting text messages and Snapchatters.
Thank you, Bill. But the police force, as I understand it, are starting to enforce this for the people who don't separate properly.
What have you heard?
I'm hearing that some hefty fines are starting to be handed out to people who aren't taking the separation seriously, and it's fair enough.
I did hear yesterday a mate of mine, little Roscoe, his son, there were three of them in a car down at Torquay, Jim. They don't live together, three mates, when it should only be two, of course.
Cops
pulled them up, and they got fined $600 each.
And, Bill, if you're in a group of three and you're not the same family or living in the same house, she's a $1,600 fine on the spot. Yeah. So I don't mind it, Bill. Maybe this is what needs to come in for people to take it bloody seriously.
Well, I wonder if they get to our backpackers, because there seems to be the worry down there on the beaches and things, Jim. So that'll be interesting. They get down and catch them.
What else in the sports wrap, Bill?
Believe it or not, Sandown was on today. Well, Sandown races, which are live races. If you're that way in tuned, you can have a little bet at Rose Hill or at Sandown today. They're all over.
Tuned,
yeah. So anyway, that's about all. Just a nice short one that went about 7 minutes.
Yeah, nice. Not a lot of it really was nothing to do with sport. Yeah, that's it. Right. Anyway, Rabs, let's see if we can pick the show back up.
Yes.
And get, as I said, a big one. Rosie's going to talk Tiger King with us. Rory Sloan, Mick Molloy. She's a big show coming up. Now, Fat, I received a phone call from a mate of mine in New South Wales who said to me, "What are you doing in isolation?" I said, "Same as everyone else, bugger all, just squeaking by."
On the coast.
He said, you got to check out this show called Tiger King. He said, it is the most somethinged up show I've ever seen. So, and I'm like, that's what he said about it. And I said, righto. Anyway, apparently, beautiful Rosie Walton, our beautiful girl, the hose Mary, who runs Breakfast Radio and the Saturday Rub, has watched it and knows all about it. And we have her on the line. Hose.
Hello, Rush Hour. How are you?
Hey, Rose. How are you? Now, I just had a quick look at this and it's not right. It's surely not a true story. And it could only be only happen in America, Hose.
Pretty much. I feel confused and a little soiled, and that's not just because I was in the lift with you today, Bill.
Yes. started well, didn't she?
I also saw Once Upon a Time in Hollywood with you, Bill. You didn't understand this, so there's no way you're going to get this.
True.
It's a 7-part Netflix series, dropped about 10 days ago. Forget everything you've ever seen. It's about middle America, and it is absolute batshit crazy. The Tiger King, from the title of the show, is trailer trash zoo owner Joe Exotic. Picture him as the offspring of Billy Ray Cyrus mating with Joe Dirt and Siegfried or Roy. He's the central character in the far-fetched but totally real story in a battle for supremacy in the seedy exotic animal world of the US. Joe collects husbands, misfits and trouble, as well as baby cats, and has been a country recording artist, internet TV presenter, presidential hopeful, but above all, hater of self-proclaimed animal rights activist Carol Baskin. His sole drive in life has been to take her down. Yes. And while some of it's funny, it's also got a bit of a dark edge and potentially means business. He's in jail currently for something that he's done with her. But I'll let Stephen Colbert take over for a sec. He's the American late-night TV show host who first was introduced to Joe Exotic back in 2016.
There's independent writing candidate Joe Exotic, who claims to run the world's largest private zoo for tigers and produces incredible campaign videos.
First thing is, I am not cutting my hair. I'm not changing the way I dress. I refuse to wear a suit. I am gay. I've had two boyfriends most of my life. I am broke as shit. I have a judgment against me from some bitch down there in Florida. And this is all paid for by the committee of Joe Exotic Speaks for America.
Wow. Just wow. Joe Exotic is truly the candidate you'd want to sit down and have a beer with, then another beer, and then several more beers until you're drunk enough to try meth for the first time.
Oh, Rosemary. Hey, it was, Jim, we're the only two that haven't been watching this. This is unbelievable. But this is right. He, as you said, he's gay. He married two younger men. And
Neither of them were gay.
No, that's right. And then he just filled them up with meth and dope.
One of them just sits there for the whole show in his tracky dacks, no top, on some chair, just talking like he's in another plane. Anyway, there's a cat people are weird. We all know that. I'm one of them. But exotic big cat people are absolutely crazy. Folded into the story, other cat fans, he is also fearful of the feline do-gooder Carol Baskin, because rumour has it, JB, that she's killed her missing husband some time ago, and she is nuts. There's a yoga-loving, five-wife-having, flavour-saver-wearing, know-it-all Doc Antle, business partners that own strip clubs and drive Hummers and or jet skis. Joe Exotic's political campaign manager, who agreed to that grab that we just heard from Stephen Colbert, used to sell ammo at Walmart.
Oh. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
The crux of it is that he had, am I right in saying, more than 2,000 tigers in his zoo or in his, is that
probably
true?
Probably over the time of him having the zoo. So he has, like, he's been growing these little cats from, like, literally like having kittens from a pet shop. Yeah. And then he's got ligers and chimps and all sorts of things. But there is a really awful thing where in America there are more cats in captivity than there are in, you know, the jungles of Africa. So there is a big problem with this trade. And it's all tied into, you know, organised crime and things like that. So there is elements to the show that are awful, but the whole, you know, a current affair type, cops type, reality part of it is out of this world funny.
And what about Saf, his mate that runs the zookeeper?
Yeah, she came into a bit of trouble, JB. She put her hand in the cage and it didn't go well, surprisingly. So Joe has his ego not in check. So she got her arm ripped off out of the cage, and he went into the gift shop, and this is what happened after that happened.
Ladies and gentlemen, before you hear it on the news, I'm going to tell you myself. About an hour ago, we had an incident where one of the employees stuck their arm through the cage and a tiger tore her arm off. I can give you your money back, or I can give you a rain check.
No.
That's him.
No.
That's Joe Exotic, Jim. That's him.
Oh, come on. Come on.
All right, where
really
do we see this?
I don't know how to explain it. It's on Netflix. It's 7 series. You will rip through them in an afternoon. You just cannot stop watching it. I think the only person that would be able to explain it would be Chris Judd, because he's just on that other world plane of brain function. I think he's the only one that could tell us exactly what it's about.
He could nearly be president of America.
Yeah, he could have. Not doing a worse job.
Yeah, exactly. Good on you, Rosemary. Well, thank you very much.
It's the Rush Hour with JB and Bill on Triple M.
Oh, and royalty's wandered into our man Mick Malloy, of course, Kennedy Malloy, and also the front bar. Welcome, Mick.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be on, boys. How are we all travelling?
We're well. Jim's gone up to the coast to get away from you, of course, here.
You're in isolation, mate. Have you got a project? What are you doing?
I'll tell you what I've done firstly, Mick. Yeah. I've had that much of a gutful of Bill that I had to move 3 hours away from him. I couldn't stand the sight of him, and I can only just stand the sound of him.
Most people say 1.5 metres, but you've gone 3 hours.
3 hours.
I think that says a lot about your relationship with young Wim. I'm actually 1.5 from Bill right now, unless I crack a stiffy. Oh. Then you'll find I may be in breach.
1.49.
That's the first
time I've had a good look at you. You've got that stupid yellow still in your hair from the Richmond day.
Thank you very much.
It looks like a bird's just pooed in your hair.
Well, I tell you what, it's a warm welcome every time I come on this show. It really is, I've got to say. So I've got my project at the moment, I suppose. Yes. I'm getting around to finishing that suit out of human skin. You know, the one you've been trying to work on for ages and you've just never had enough time down in the basement, and all of a sudden you go, you know what, I'm going to fish it out and finish it. Yeah. It's going to be great.
Yeah, that's it. Hey, Mick, have you been down the coast? Because you and I are kindred spirits. I haven't even spoken to you about this, but I know we are, in our abhorrence for the fact that golf courses in Victoria have been shut.
Why?
The only sanctuary a man has, and of course the lady, is to get out there and clear your head, Mick, and it's been taken from us.
In the great outdoors, even O.J. Simpson's upset. Have you seen that? He goes, I'll go crazy. And I go, gee. Is that a threat? What are you doing? He goes, you don't get that close when you play golf. No, OJ, you don't. I'll tell you when you get close. When you stab someone to death. I can't play golf. I can't even get out for a good poo jog. You know when you go, you're sitting at home, you're in isolation, and you go, it's been ages since I just got out and dropped a...
No.
Parked a loaf out.
You
the
don't
front
do
of,
that out the front of people's
mate,
houses.
Come on. No one's getting hurt. It's a victimless crime.
You take your bag.
As long as you've got some reading material, I mean, who's getting hurt?
I heard this on your show the other day because I love cricket. And I was a very good cricketer here at Essendon District Cricket.
You're okay. What year did you play, Billy?
Back in the 80s.
I reckon 84. And I reckon I was in the combined AGS side and I never ran into you.
I was there.
You wouldn't have.
I opened the bowling and batted four. You were probably batting 10 and fine leg to fine leg.
I would have been 100 by the time you came into bat,
but
that's for sure.
Greg Hunt, who is the health minister, he had this to say.
I have to say, and I bet your audience doesn't know this, Mick was actually a fantastic schoolboy cricketer who made one of the best schoolboy hundreds I ever saw.
Greg.
You're very right.
The Greg Chappell sort of cover drive and
really?
Drive.
Right, I don't like going on about it.
No, tell us.
But I will. One of the best schoolboy hundreds, once I got fired up with the SS Jumbo, which I was wielding, it was like I was chopping wood, Jamie.
Bloody heavy.
Do you know what I did? As I started going over the fence into the P&I way, what happened? People in the car park started moving their cars. I'm not joking. They went, we've got a cop one here. It is raining cricket balls. I was honking on.
So where are you? Peninsula, were you? Down that way?
I was at Peninsula, yes. Right. That was on the Riley Oval, that was, against a combined Tasmanian team. But again, it's not like I haven't let it go. So it was a long time. It was a long time ago. So have you had a go at all on the sticks, Jim?
It's fair dinkum, Mick. I drove past the golf course around where I am, which is a superb track, by the way. I saw all the pins off. I saw all the gates shut. And it hurt me physically. Like, how is it that I get the clubhouse shutting, I get the pro shop shutting, I get all that. But once you're out on the course, especially where I hit the ball, Mick, I'm not anywhere near anyone.
That's right. I'm going straight up the middle every time. It's hard to watch it, and I do a drive-by like I'm curb-crawling golf courses just to see that they're still there. So anyway.
Getting back to Bill's cricket, because I've just heard from the health minister how good your schoolboy 100 was.
Thank you.
Bill keeps telling us, Mick, how good he was as a cricketer. Yep. So when he gets too overwhelming with it, because none of us believe it, we go straight to the source, and that's a man called Simon O'Donnell, who was the captain of Essendon. And, of course, also
Barry,
captain, yes, that's right, captain of Victoria, also played in the Australian Test and One Day side. So a man who knows his cricket.
Good. Talks too slow.
I said to him, I said, Scoob, just walk us through Bill Brownless's ability to cricket it. He goes, Jim, I'm only going to say this once, and I need you to listen closely. Yes. He was shithouse.
I'm going to take his word on this.
I got a couple of hundreds for Assumption in the AGS.
Did you?
Yes, very on the Ray Carroll Oval there at Assumption.
Did you ever?
No one's listening to that.
No.
Who was the Catholic team we used to play against? Who were also good for
Marcelin.
Marcelin. Now, who again? I'm sorry, my brain scrambled today. Yeah, but who was the Collingwood full forward who kicked like bags of hundreds a year? No,
there was Silvani.
Peter McKenna.
Peter McKenna.
McKenna, yes.
The greatest cheat in history. And he will not mind me saying this. He, I swear to God, I've had the conversation with him.
Yeah.
I said, "Go, Peter, can I have a word?" I ran into him recently. I said, "You are a roll gold cheat."
Yeah.
He used to teach at Marcelin College.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, I got the finger for run out. I was a metre and a half past the start. At one stage against Marcelin, I've let one hit the pads about a metre and a half outside right, just to fend it off. Bingo,
bang.
You're off.
You out him.
He didn't deny it. He'll tell you. He did it for a laugh.
What's on the show tonight?
Tonight, well, it's our isolation special, 9 p.m. national. Have a look. It's a bit of piss farting around. We're just reflecting all the stories and everything you're feeling at home about isolation, about social distancing, things you can do, projects you're working on. As you know, Bill, there's not a lot of sport going on.
No.
I can see you looking at the trots in Bangladesh here, trying to find a winner. It's pretty tough. So,
guys, see where Andy Lee is a very welcome addition to what is already a magnificent show. Is he replacing Birrarung Ma? Or
Andy Ma is very nervous as we speak. But I don't know why we've got Andy, because there's already a bit of eye candy on the desk. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Mick.
We love Sam.
So he's a welcome addition, and he knows his way around. He's got a few flying hours up, the young lad, so he should be bringing plenty to the table.
Yep, the first at Shepparton coming up shortly. get on the 7, do not surrender.
Hey, Bill, you know you're only allowed to go out in twos?
Yes.
I'd go the Quinella. I'd go the Quinella, the chances. There's only two horses in every race.
Actually not bad, yeah. Hey, good on you, Mikko.
Good on you, boys. Thanks
great
for having
chatting
me
you,
on.
Mate. Long inside 50, Sloan! Big Rosa! That is a ripper about 15 out directly in front. And bang! That's a big mark and goal from a little man. Bill, yes. He snuck down into the goal square last year and took a big clunker, like a big power forward. Our man Rory Sloan joins us now on the line. Rosa!
Little man. Thanks, Jim. I like that.
Well, when you're standing next to Tex and Big Jerker and those blokes, you probably are a bit smaller.
Yeah, much smaller than those guys, actually. But I've got the gym set up at home now, so I plan on doing a bit of work on the pipes, mate, and coming back in nice shape.
Rory, you're 183 centimetres tall. You're a little man.
Exactly.
And you're not going to get any taller, my friend. So.
Won't grow, no matter what sort of heels I put in your shoes.
Hey, congratulations on your 200th game. Fantastic. But unfortunately, there was no one there to watch you, mate.
It was the most bizarre feeling ever coming. I said to Tex and Lynch, they went to pick me up and put me on the shoulders. I'm like, don't you dare put me on your shoulders. And they were like, we're putting you up here. It's going to be funny. But I managed to spot my mum and dad relating to the game and my wife and my little fella. So I spotted those four and I gave them a quick wave and then I pretended I gave everyone else a wave too. But yeah, look, I got there. I'm at 200 now and no matter what happens, I can say I made it to 200. So. Finally got there, hey?
Well, the cheering off thing interests me anyway, Rosa. When you don't win the game, and it was a very tight game, you just dropped it, but it must feel weird anyway, even without there being no people there.
Yeah, but it's not a feeling that I like is sitting on the shoulders, but it meant a lot. The Sydney boys came over as well, and that, I respect so many of those guys that play for that club and that whole footy club, so it was a really nice moment as well, and it was just a different feeling, I suppose. As we saw that one round of footy, it was certainly strange to watch on TV, and I bet it was probably a little strange to watch live as well.
Tell us, we just had Benny Stratton on yesterday, who's down at Phillip Island. He absolutely loves his surfing, and he's got to appropriately distance, but still gets a surf in. What about yourself? I know you're a passionate surfer.
Yeah, so since we finished up, the laws over here are a little bit more lenient than they are, I think, in like New South Wales and Victoria at the moment, so... I've been able to get in the water. I just drive down on my own instead of taking a couple of mates now. So it's been still really nice to get in the water and freshen up when I can.
Yeah, you're right, because you can't really do that down here in Victoria. Hey, was there any chance that you got Belinda in the car and Sonny Sloan and took back home to Upway Tacoma?
I thought about it, but then, would have had to take a couple of dogs as well, which would have been a big trip, and then I was thinking about if we come back like pretty soon and we're back into training, then I've got to spend 2 weeks in quarantine here on by ourselves, and it just didn't make sense. So we're quite happy and comfortable just relaxing home. We've got the beach down the road. And I've got a little gym set up out the back. So we're staying nice and occupied.
How are things at Upway?
Good. Very good. I get back there sort of over Christmas time. Mum and Dad are still up there. Really great spot to be probably right now. I mean, they're all big quarter acre blocks. It's a beautiful time of year. Everything's green. So, yeah, they'll be relaxing and just enjoying each other's company up there.
Oh, by Christ. Bill and I went and did a sportsman's night there. I've never seen more feral people in all my life. I was lucky to get out there with a shirt on my back.
You know, and I've read about this, and you guys are up there, and I've been in the system for 12 years, never once been asked for a sportsman's night. I come from Upway. And then you two get a gig there.
Yep.
Never been out there in your life, and some reason they want you two peanuts out there. I couldn't believe it.
No, there's a few others. I think Brian and Damo, we had a big show out there and didn't get paid.
Duck was out there.
Duck, of course. We didn't get paid. Yeah. I think you were asking too much, Rosa, being a local. You think you'd do it for nothing, but we did it all for nothing.
I would have done it for nothing just to come back and the excuse to come back. I didn't even get asked. So I've already hit the president up and said, what were you thinking?
I saw on Instagram your stunning wife mowing the lawn. Ooh. Explain that to me, please.
Yeah. Well, she's done it a few times, actually. She doesn't mind mowing the lawns. It's not very big, so it only takes for 5 or so minutes. And it was a bit of role reversal. I was just plain stay-at-home dad, and she picked up the lawnmower and just went and mowed the lawn. She'd been spending a bit of time out there, or we all have at the moment, and when it's nice and fresh and mown, it looks beautiful. So I was pretty pumped. Could not grab a bit of footage of it too.
Yeah, you wouldn't believe it, Rosa. My lawns are really high at the minute. She wouldn't duck over to Newtown and cut mine, would she?
Oh, no.
Well, she'd have to spend 2 weeks down there. So actually, I might get her to do it, actually.
Self-isolated with big fat. How'd that go, Jim?
Oh, my God. I couldn't think of anything worse. Speaking of people who interest us in isolation, Rosa, and we look across the footy landscape, and how would he go in isolation? How would he go? Tex Walker.
Oh, yeah.
I can't imagine a man who would be more annoying in isolation.
Yeah, look, I'll certainly get a few photos and videos off his lovely wife, Ellie, of her. I reckon she'll play a few pranks on him throughout this time to keep herself entertained too. But no, you're right, Tex loves being outside. He loves keeping busy, and I can't imagine him staying inside for too long.
Oh, he would be a
big dopey Tex.
It would be highly annoying. And he'd come up with the worst jokes and tricks. They wouldn't even be that good, I reckon.
I went to their house the other day, and I reckon Ellie was preparing to draw a line down the middle of the house and give Tex one little corner and say, that's your corner, Taylor. Don't move, and I'll take the rest.
Taylor.
Rosa, before we let you go, what gear did you take home? Because we're always interested in what you're working on. Was it just free weights, or what did you steal?
Yeah, no, I went pretty hard. I took free weights. I took a big cage to do some chin-ups, some squats, some bench press, that kind of thing. I took an assault bike. That is absolutely brutal, and it's just a good way to, I suppose, keep the skinnies down, Bill. And, just some other weights as well. But I thought I went hard, and then I saw what Tex grabbed. Tex was grabbing rebounders, footies. He grabbed all sorts of gear, Tex. So if Tex doesn't come back in the best nick of his life, he's got no excuse.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, we look forward to that, Roars. Let's hope you are playing again this year, mate. Thanks for joining us on the Rush Hour.
Anytime, lads. I don't have much to do, so hit me up anytime.
Good on you, mate. Well done.
Well done, Rosa.
It's the Rush Hour on Triple M with JB and Bill. Don't forget, you can listen to us at home, triplem.com.au.
Or what about that for a show?
Mm-hmm. Or Jim on your smart speaker.
Yes.
Thank you, Bill. Yeah, now you can listen on there. Yeah. Hey, Google. Nice. Now, it was very nice speaking to Rosie about the Tiger King, hearing from Rory Sloane, still getting a surf in over there in Adelaide, and, of course, our man Mick Malloy down the peninsula, just in dominant form.
Couple of clicks for Bill from Rory as well, which is good.
Oh, no.
I thought he was funny.
Yeah, which is what we like. Now, tomorrow, Mark Howard joins us, talking us through the latest series of the Howie game. Speaking of podcasts that do very, very well, always love chatting to Howie. And a man, Bill, he's lost his way almost as comprehensively as you have.
Who?
Joins us tomorrow. Angus Brayshaw,
oh.
Who has gone online with this random act of stupidity called Barbie Onions, and we need him to explain what the hell he's on about. I think he might have lost his marbles.
Yeah, exactly.
BT style.
Well, he has had the helmet for a while. He did have, of course, and got a couple of hits to the head. So
no, Bill, it's the plastic of the helmet has seeped into his brain. Now, Fat, anything humorous?
Yes, of course.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Been all right this week too. Been very good.
Not really good, no.
Just got an email here from Gillian in Lakes Entrance.
Mm.
She said, very good, Bill. Keep it up.
There is no way that email exists. That no way.
Here it is here. Jim, look at it. There it is.
Yeah.
Oh, no, too bad you were looking at your phone when you said it.
Well,
yeah.
Hey, Jim.
I've got an email from Phil in Ararat.
Yeah, what does Filthy say?
Bill's a f***ing idiot. Bill. It just was on my phone. Jim. I'm just sharing it with you.
You can't say that, Jim.
Well, I'm just reading Phil's email, same as you.
It's Jennifer from... One faggy.
That's enough emails, Oregon.
I want to bonk you, Bill.
Oh, I've got one. Get on with the joke.
Righto.
That's it. Maybe a joke.
What's orange and sounds like a parrot?
What?
A carrot.
Oh, no.
That's terrible.
Oh, come on, Bill. We must have better jokes.
Right, one more. Did you hear about the yacht builder who had to work from home?
No. Nope.
His sails went through the roof.
Oh. Not bad. Not bad.
There's two from two.
I don't know. The first one was ordinary, but the second one, not bad.
How do you do? Two from two.
Just stop it there.
We're going to find your Buccaneers.
On your Buccaneers.
Here we are.